This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, though not such a great day for the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages down not 100 points, not 300 points, down almost 700 points. A disastrous day for the market. And combined with yesterday's loss of close to 500 points, this means that a lot of people's 401ks, your investment accounts, if you're one of the more than half of Americans who have some kind of money in the market, this was a lousy day. Now, why? Is it because of the Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy fight, and Liz Cheney being booted off her third-ranking role in the Republican caucus and the Republican conference in the House? No. I don't think that swayed the market one way or another. Though there is talk now, and I think it's strange. I don't agree with it. But Liz Cheney, who's gotten so much publicity, is being talked about in a whole different capacity other than the job that she seems to want, which is to get reelected as the single congressperson from Wyoming. Did the market go down because of the conflict in the Middle East? Well, it can't help, but for a number of reasons, conflicts in the Middle East are actually much less influential on the U.S. economy than they once were. You know why? Because we are no longer dependent on Middle Eastern oil. We have achieved energy independence, and it's extraordinarily important that we maintain it, despite and steps that the Biden administration seems to want to take that would undermine that ideal. The main thing driving the markets down and threatening our economy is inflation. And I know for most people who are listening to this, who are too young to remember the inflation of the 1970s, which was a disastrous American problem. I mean, think about what this means. Think about what it would mean for our economy now. Do you know that because of inflation, the mortgage rate to borrow money to buy a house, let's say you want to get a little starter home somewhere and you just need to borrow money. You know what interest rates were? They went up to 22%. 22%. Can you imagine? It's worse than overdue credit cards just to get a mortgage. And interest, by the way, it's people can see it. You can see it in the market. Food is going up. Everything is going up. This report on the interest rate from CNBC, I believe it is, they say they consumer prices rose sharply again in April and drove the rate of inflation to the highest level in nearly 13 years, signaling greater stress on the economy as businesses grapple with supply shortages that are raising the cost of many goods and services. Now, part of this has to do with those awful visions of gas lines in the Southeast, where there's a shortage of gasoline. And by the way, it's not nationwide. You don't have to rush out to Costco right now to get fuel. I mean, because to the very best of my knowledge, we have gas here in the Pacific Northwest. But in the other corner of the country, in the Atlantic Southeast, there are gas shortages, and that's because of the ransomware attack, which now has been identified as a Russian attack on us. And this, honestly, where Joe Biden is talking about infrastructure, part of which would be to repair bridges and highways, it's really going to be difficult to get all of that done and far less meaningful if no one can afford or find the gas so you can drive your car on all these new wonderful roads. And by the way, fuel and the cost of fuel and the cost of fuel going up, which was a very much a factor of the inflation of the 1970s, it can all be disastrous, especially if the Fed moves in and jacks up those interest rates, which impact your ability to buy a house or borrow money or pay off your credit cards or anything else. The consumer price index soared in a month 0.8% to match the biggest monthly increase since 2009. That according to government numbers today. Economists polled by Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal had forecast a 0.2% advance. In other words, it's four times higher. Four times, 400% higher than what the Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal had predicted. The rate of inflation over the past year jumped to 4.2% from 2.6% in the prior month, the highest level since 2008. Now, what's spooking the markets is the idea that to stop this kind of inflation, the Fed is going to start raising interest rates and making money much harder to borrow, much harder to get, making it much harder to buy anything, especially with prices going up. Prices for a broad swath of goods and services rose by record amounts in April. Used cars and trucks, tires, computers, televisions, furniture, toys, computers, and airline fares, among other things. The cost of some of these goods and services, such as plane tickets, fell sharply in the pandemic and are now recovering lost ground, yet prices for other products, like used vehicles, are setting new all-time highs, which is one of those problems with rental cars. I was talking with my brother two nights ago, and he was planning another trip up here, which makes me very happy. I'm always glad to see him, but he was looking at the cost of renting a car, and it was like $200 a day. Now, this is on a holiday weekend, but it's ridiculous. I mean, this is, and part of it is because there's supply chain interruptions and they can't get enough new cars that they would then turn around and rent to people. Used vehicle prices shot up 10% in April. Think about that. In other words, that that means that a $10,000 used car that you might have thought about buying would be now $11,000. That's a real difference. It impacts the economy. It impacts the way we live. The cost of used cars and trucks now topped $25,000 for the first time. Prices have soared 21% over the past year, the CPI showed. When they say used cars and trucks, what they're talking about is the median price of a used vehicle that is being sold. Now, that, of course, includes bigger and pricier and more high-end used vehicles. But still, some economists contend the U.S. is on the verge of its worst bout of inflation in decades. They worry massive government stimulus payments are contributing to the problem and say the Fed is being too placid. And massive government stimulus programs, they're now planning to send out more stimulus checks in California because they're lucky enough to have a surplus, and because Gavin Newsom is worried sick that Caitlyn Jenner, or one of the other contenders, is going to knock him out of the governorship. We will get to that, and can there be peace in the GOP? Or will there be a long-time, permanent destruction of the party? There's one group of 100 prominent Republicans who say they're leaving the Republican Party. Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, speaking in studio here, and I think this is the first time I've actually seen Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, face to face, though he's very carefully masked. He's in the vaccine process. I've completed my vaccine process, so here I am, safe. But Jeremy was just saying that in Hawaii, they... You can't get a rental car. people trying to go back on vacation with a little bit more safety in traveling and going to airports. And you're talking about $250 a day to rent something if you can find it. People actually using U-Hauls, renting U-Hauls to just go between the airport and where you're staying. And I know it's a first world problem, right? But it becomes a problem that contributes to every negative factor in our lives. And by the way, it's a gigantic problem for the Biden administration. Because even if you read some of the NBC analysis, CNBC analysis, of what is causing this inflation, unfortunately, some of the overspending is very much part of it. In fact, let's go to President Biden is taking some questions right now about gas prices. Let's talk.
I think you're going to hear some good news in the next 24 hours, and I think we'll be getting that under control. Secondly, I have, in the meantime, made it easier for us to have lifted some of the restrictions on the transportation of fuel, as well as access to the United States military providing fuel and with vehicles to get it there, where places where it's badly needed. And I'd also point out that I think what this shows is that I think we have to make a greater investment in education as it relates to being able to train and graduate more people proficient in cybersecurity. I've been saying for a long, long time now, I know you could probably say it for me, but I think that one of the most important things we have to do to reclaim our place as a leading innovator in the world is to have a better educated workforce. And that goes back to the days a long time ago now, or 5 years ago, when I was vice president and I surveyed all the Fortune 500 companies. Said, what do you most need? And remember what they said, better educated workforce. But they're not spending money to educate the workforce. But it's important that we do this. And the cybersecurity piece is one I think you're going to see where we need significantly larger number of experts in the area of cybersecurity working for private companies, as well as private companies being willing to share data as to how they're protecting themselves. I think that's part of the long-term answer, not just in terms of energy, but across the board. I know that's not a direct response to your question, but it does impact on it, I think, down the road.
On Israel, sir, your thoughts on Israel?
Do you concern about violence in the Middle East, and can you talk about what conversations you have had with officials there?
National Security Staff and Defense Staff has been in constant contact with their counterparts in the Middle East, not just with the Israelis, but also with everyone from the Egyptians to the Saudis to the Emiratis, etc. And I had a conversation with Bibi Netanyahu not too long ago. I'll be putting out a statement very shortly on that. My expectation and hope is that this will be closing down sooner than later, but Israel has a right to defend itself when you have thousands of rockets flying into your territory. But I had a conversation for a while with the Prime Minister of Israel, and I think that my hope is that we'll see this coming to conclusion sooner than later. Thank you.
Okay, that's President Biden taking a few questions from the press. What's fascinating about this, and of course, what he said about Israel is normal, and it's what any American leader should say, but the Democratic Party is divided on this, because he basically is talking about Israel's right to defend itself. That's not what you're hearing from Hollywood figures like Trevor Noah, who's comparing this to beating up your little brother. It's not what you're hearing, certainly, from people who are the squadsters, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Cortezes of this world, or the Ilhan Omars, or the Cori Bushes, the new, most whacked, woke member of Congress. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, former presidential candidates, are also divided from the president on this. And I'm grateful that the president is where he is and saying things that make sense, that a country that is absorbing over 1,000 rocket attacks has a right, and not only a right, but a duty and a need to strike back. They clearly do. But the idea that this is controversial in the Democratic Party is astonishing. The concerning what he was talking about cybersecurity, of course, a lot of the problems with the fuel, though, the fuel went up last month, too, and it does go up usually this time of year. But they have these special problems in the southeast because of the ransomware attack on a company called Colonial, which delivers a lot of the oil and gas to the southeast. Now, the president alluded to some good news that he's going to be dispatching. I mean, there's some speculation that it might be a release of some of our national security stockpile there. But in terms of what is happening with inflation, and it was before the cyber attack, and that's not the only reason. Some economists, they report, and NBC contend the U.S. is on the verge of its worst bout of inflation in decades. They worry massive government stimulus payments are contributing to the problem and say the Fed is being too placid. The U.S. Central Bank, for its part, is betting that what it calls transitory inflation will fade by next year and fall back toward its long-term goal of 2%. For most of the past decade, the rate of inflation has hovered well below that 2% mark, and we've come to take that for granted. The economy will likely be fine if the Fed is right, they write, but if the central bank gets it wrong, all bets are off. The Fed could be forced to raise interest rates sooner than it wants and potentially choke off a budding economic recovery. The Bill Adams, who is senior economist at PNC Financial Services, says the stimulus checks, job market dislocations, and supply chain issues caused by the pandemic are short-term drivers of inflation, and the Fed will look past them in setting interest rates. But not if they insist on continuing the stimulus checks and the unemployment checks. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Medved show, you just heard President Biden basically dismissing concerns about rising prices, about inflation, particularly with the fuel crisis that is going on in the southeastern United States, a bunch of states where simply many gas stations don't have enough gas. Now, that's a reflection of the cybersecurity problem. It will probably be taken care of quickly. I certainly hope that it is and assume that it will be. But here was Jen Psaki, his press spokesman, who was actually, this is clip two, Jeremy, who was asked about the impact of this inflation crisis, which seems to be very real, particularly if it gets worse. Here's Jen Psaki. Listen.
I will say, as we've said in here before, but we'll reiterate that, of course, we take the possibility of inflation quite seriously, as, you know, actions that have been taken to date or proposals that have been made. Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact. But in terms of analysis on current events, I would point you to the Federal Reserve.
Okay, basically, let's leave it up to the Federal Reserve, where at least it's supposed to be that the president, he can influence the Federal Reserve, he can plead with them, but he can't control the decisions the Fed makes. It's supposed to be an independent agency. Speaking of which, independent agencies, this email came in from Christian in Seattle. And Christian said, you say you hope the Republicans take back the House in 2022. And I not only hope for it, I do intend to work for it. And Christian says, why? Other than tax cuts, a denial of democracy, and hatred of our president, what do the Republicans offer? They're a feral menace to this republic you so cherish. Okay, it sounds like a fairly hard-hitting partisan matter of opinion. But honestly, if you look at recent history, there is a great deal of reason to believe that we will do better, that we would have already had some kind of bipartisan plan on infrastructure, on the COVID relief, and it would have been a better plan than what we got from the Biden administration so far. Now, why do I say that? I mean, is there any chance at all, let's say that one of those Georgia Senate seats, just one of them, say the seat of Raphael Warnock, which is up again for election, and they're still looking for a strong, and I think the strongest possible candidate to go against Senator Warnock. If they had won, if Kelly Loeffler had held her seat, and the Senate division had been 51-49, and no, it wouldn't then go to Kamala Harris for an extra vote. She doesn't get a vote. She only gets a vote in the case of the tie. And if that one Senate seat had been there, the entire process of coming up with what was called the American Relief Plan, and then the American Families Act, and the American Infrastructure Act, and all of these different projects of Joe Biden would be very different. Because they would have to be. And frankly, they would be far more responsible. I don't think you'd be seeing a $6 trillion price tag for extra spending. And some of these things that are provoking inflation, like the difficulty in cutting off this constant stream of free money that is being sent to people, with a new prospect of free money in California, our largest state. And if it comes to California, you can bet that other states will be clamoring for it. And in California, they're talking about sending free money to anyone earning below $75,000 a year. And frankly, if you're $75,000 a year and you're a couple without kids, that's not, you're not rolling in it. You're not on the gravy train, but you're not in poverty either. And they're talking about every couple like that getting an extra $600. It all mounts up. They're talking about an $80 billion additional stimulus package in the state of California. Okay, if you look historically, and one of the things that I've been doing more than ever before, because we're started up our history podcast again, our In the Light of History podcasts, and I'm doing a new one that'll be up there by the end of this week on the founders and slavery. Is it true that they deliberately built America on a foundation of slavery, of stolen labor from African captives? Is that an accurate charge? And we'll be dealing with that, and about the we'll be dealing also with the hidden anti-slavery time bomb that was put right in the Constitution. We will get to all of that, but the point is, more recent history, one of the reasons that Bill Clinton is remembered as a president who was very successful on budgetary matters, he took a very substantial deficit, and under Clinton, because he was working with the Republican House of Representatives, they actually not only did welfare reform, which saved the government a huge amount of money and actually helped people get out of desperate poverty and dependency, but they also put forward the only surpluses and most of us can remember at all. Now, you could say, well, they were really paper surpluses because it didn't count everything and it should be. Yeah, but it was a lot better than the massive deficits that followed and or the massive deficits that preceded the last years of the Clinton-Gingrich administrations. And I say that because very much like President Reagan's administration, where he was forced to work with the Democratic House, that administration, I believe, was more successful because President Reagan had to work with Democrats. I know that Clinton's administration was more successful because he had to work with Republicans. And the idea that Biden, who really does have a Senate that is tied, there are 50 Republican senators, is acting as if he had some kind of mandate, some kind of clear majority for remaking our economic system and for greatly and dramatically expanding the government, I think it would be much less likely that we would be having that situation, or that we would be getting into the situation where there were so many inflationary pressures that are pushing the government. There's a piece about the ongoing struggle in the GOP, and it's a piece by Gerald Seib, who's always very good, that was came out yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. And he brings up the recollection of the Tea Party. He says, when the Tea Party movement emerged in 2009, Republican leaders assumed they could humor its followers and capture their intensity while keeping them under control. They were wrong. Instead, the Republican Party's leaders, were consumed by the movement they tried to corral. And by the grassroots anger they thought they could use to their advantage. Tea Party energy helped propel Republicans into a House majority, and they made John Boehner Speaker of the House. Yet he was never able to contain the movement he was riding, and eventually resigned in frustration. They bring up that Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor, and Kevin McCarthy were considered the young guns who were going to help channel the Tea Party to Republican advantage. Are the Republicans making the same mistake trying to corral the energy of the Trump movement? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Mad Men Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Do you remember the Tea Party? What happened to the Tea Party? Is it fair to say that the Tea Party morphed into the Donald Trump populist movement? 1-800-955-1776. Look, the key issue for the Tea Party was government spending. And that has not been an issue for President Trump at all during his presidency, where the budget deficit went up substantially, or during the COVID-19 pandemic, or in the last stages of his presidency. I mean, this is not an administration that was noted for fiscal discipline. And other Tea Party issues that concern people about the sort of sweetheart deals that were available for American banks and financial institutions, and the Trump administration is hard to square, other than some of the populist energy, where basically what you're talking about is a lot of people who felt that the other side, the Democrats and the establishment, including the GOP establishment, looked down on them. Look down on them for cultural issues, their approach. And maybe there's that similarity. What Gerald Seib is asking in the Wall Street Journal is, he has a headline, GOP Leaders Try to Harness a Rebel Army. And he points out that some of the GOP leaders, Kevin McCarthy, Eric Cantor, remember Eric Cantor? Eric Cantor was the majority leader in the House of Representatives. And he ended up, he was number two guy in the House to John Boehner, to, I think, to Dennis Hastert before that. But Cantor lost in a primary to a libertarian-leaning economist with Tea Party ties named David Brat. And, of course, Paul Ryan resigned. Left his post. He didn't leave in the middle, but he didn't seek re-election. He left the House of Representatives. Apparently he's working on a book. I'm very eager to see it. And Kevin McCarthy is still there, but now he's trying to use the pro-Trump energy the same way that the Republicans didn't entirely succeed in using the Tea Party energy. The question here is what happens next, and where is the Trump energy right now? I think that one of the things that Kevin McCarthy said earlier today, we played it on the show, is that he understands, and certainly everyone should understand, that talking about the election as a rigged election, a stolen election, the great fraud of the century, a fraudulent election, not accepting the result of the election of 2020, is not a way to mobilize any positive energy for the Republican Party. In other words, if you are saying that you were cheated in 20, then why would that motivate you more to come out in 2022 to the victims of that fraud? And then to ask Republicans to choose, well, do you think the election was legit or do you not think the election was legit? When Kevin McCarthy said, look, we were just seated with the President of the United States. They had a big White House meeting today. We're just seated with the President of the United States. He is the President. He won the election. And trying to move past that issue of debating the legitimacy of the election of 2022, that is the right strategy. And that, it seems to me, is a strategy that Liz Cheney gets wrong. As much as she is an admirable figure in many ways, the idea that we need to keep reviewing the disputes surrounding the Capitol Hill riot and the election itself, that's a losing issue for conservatives and for the GOP. A winning issue, the economy, increasingly. Employers who are desperate for workers has been a factor. The stunning thing about those jobs figures that fell so far short of the new jobs that were created, there are apparently 800,000 jobs waiting for someone to take them right now. And one employer had a very direct idea of why people are not returning to work, and he had a cure for it. One of those cures is something that's been adopted by several states now, is eliminating the $300 of extra monthly pay for unemployment and folding that in instead, that money, into some kind of a new employment bonus. You go back to work, you get a bonus. And there's one employer, an Arizona restaurant owner, who said he would pay college tuition for full-time employees who come back to work. It's like that sort of McDonald's ad that you may have seen. Here's what he had to say. It's clip 12A.
Why are you having such, are you having a hard time finding workers for your restaurants?
Well, in my experience, there's two main reasons. The number one reason is the unemployment, the enhanced unemployment benefits. You know, so with my experience, I've had several people come to me and basically say, look, when I can't get unemployment anymore, we'll come back. You know, it's a tough job. These are entry-level jobs. And so when you're kind of feel like we're competing with that unemployment rate a little bit, so I think that's the number one cause in my experience.
Okay, and then he talks about his solution, which sounds to me ingenious and something that most people could support. This is 12B.
We want to be a great company to work for. We want to be a company that people seek us out to come work for us, and so we want to reinvest in our workforce. So college tuition is one way that we can do that. And so, you know, we were kind of racking our brains, how can we get more people to apply? How can we get more people to come on in? And so I partnered up with a Young Bike College, local community college here, and so to where full-time employees that work 32 hours, an average of 32 hours a week, and are benefit eligible, so about after 90 days, I, or the company, will pay their tuition as they go throughout the community college. So we think that we'll attract some ambitious people, young people that are in college, and also break down a barrier there that, you know, maybe some folks that already work for us that were thinking about going to college, but they feel like they can't afford it. It's one more bill they can't take on. Then we can offer something good for those, too.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a way to go? And again, one of the things, and one of the reasons that people enlist in the Army, and this is not saying that comparing the idea of military service to working at a restaurant. But obviously the education benefits you get because of the GI Bill was one of the great ideas of all of American history. The GI Bill changed America for the better because we had so many men in uniform, 16 million, and they were mostly men, but not all, but mostly. 16 million in uniform during World War II, in the World War II era, who all of a sudden got education expenses paid for, which was a tremendous boon and a tremendous increase in the number of people who were able to go to college. That kind of idea that, okay, the government will reward you for doing something positive, like going to work after you've been out of work, as this individual is saying, though it's not the government doing it, it's him doing it. But giving people rewards for constructive behavior goes along with the whole idea of a market economy. In other words, if you perform a service that people want, you make money. If you create something that they choose to buy, you make money. And that idea of rewarding creativity and productivity and basically uplifting the level of life in this country, that's extraordinarily important and a far better idea than, well, they just announced here in King County, the county is going to be buying a beautiful old hotel. It's the Queen Anne Inn. It's a beautiful brick building, pass it all the time. They're buying it to reward homeless people. It's just an astonishing thing. There are homeless people living there now, and now they're going to buy there. So they hope to house 1,600 homeless people in various hotels that the county, King County, is acquiring. Great idea. I don't think it's going to solve a homeless problem. But then again, what will? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.